Well, we do it through a variety of means. We use our weapon systems to take something away. We've actually let me give you a couple of facts there. And we've taken 65 senior level leaders from ISIS off the battlefield. We've done targeted strikes against drone developers, weapons researchers, drone pilots, and seven others just in the last week alone. We degraded ISIS operations, destroyed headquarters and logistics bases, IED and car factories, and we've cut their oil revenue by 90%.
You talked about technical capabilities, technology capabilities they have. How would you assess the skill level of this enemy based on or compared to what you faced in the past?
This enemy now is morphing into something else. They're going back into a network-based organization, but they are this enemy is evil. It's ruthless, and it actually is filled with criminals and thugs and just people that don't respect human life.
They clearly had some highly evolved technical capabilities to do some of the things that they were doing to present some of the challenges that you face. Is that right?
They had some capabilities that we are taking away from them. That's exactly right.
You mentioned as well that leaders are running. I know you probably have heard this question more times than you would prefer to count, but the one big fish, or at least one of the big ideas, one of the big leaders of this organization is still out there somewhere, Abubakar al-Baghdadi. What are your views on that, where he might be, and why he's still out there?
Well, because he's hiding. He's underground. He's afraid to come out. And when he comes out, he records his messages and hides again.
So you believe he's underground, literally?
I believe he's running around. I believe he doesn't feel like he's got any kind of safety. I believe that he knows he's being hunted to all parts of the end of the earth.
Deir Azor is the place that I keep hearing that many think he is. What are your thoughts?
Well, that could in fact be the case. And if he's there, our SDF partners will find him.
Does it matter if he's out there or not?
No, like I said, the leaders have abandoned their people.
Right. The situation in Kirkuk and in northern Iraq, how's that impacting the fight?
Well, it's starting. It's a political issue, but it's starting to distract from our preparations for our next phase of the campaign, which I don't really want to go into yet. I don't want to tip anybody's hand. But it is starting to detract, and I'm hoping both parties will come to a negotiated settlement and figure a way forward, because we still have a common enemy in Daesh.
Without getting into your sources, methods, and your plans, how is this distracting? How is the situation between the Kurds and the Iraqi army distracting?
Well, we didn't move on time to reposition our force. We've got the political leaders focused on trying to watch each other's moves instead of focusing on Daesh, and our rhetoric is not helpful between both parties. After all, at the end of the day, all these people are Iraqis, and they need to settle their differences peacefully. And then we need to get on to defeating Daesh.
That's General Paul Funk, commander of the Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve. J.J. Green, WTOP News.